Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Season 5 of Netflix's The Crown has already created its own drama before its release tomorrow, causing controversy over its depiction of the royal family. Netflix defended its show as a fictional dramatization after Sir John Major and Dame Judi Dench questioned its accuracy. The new series focuses on the years 1992 to 97. Let's have a short listen to what's in store.
For years, I've called for a more modern monarchy that reflects the world outside.
I don't think it's my behaviour that's threatening its survival.
You, as future king, have a duty.
People will never understand how it's really been for me. I never stood a chance.
There you go. TV critic Jack Seal joins me on the line now. Jack, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello.
How excited are you?
I'm quite excited. I think there's always a lot of anticipation about a new series of The Crown, all the more so with each new series. I think there's more and more hype about it because it gets closer and closer to the present day. But I think it creates more and more problems for the show. There's more people who are still alive who can object to their interpretation on screen, the fictionalized version of themselves. And I think it's also now dealing with events that we're more familiar with, and that always means controversy because it's telling us about things that we already know about.
Mm-hmm. So people will have opinions one way or another. You're one of the lucky ones who have seen the series. Am I right? The entire new series.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I think it's the weakest one they've done.
Oh.
I think not because it's controversial particularly. Because I don't think it is, really. I think it probably helps Netflix for people to say that it's terribly naughty and sort of unfair because it makes people watch it. I think it causes problems for the drama itself because I think the Crown has always been good at telling us about a version of the royal family that we don't really know very well, which is the royals of the past. So when it started, it was all about the Queen in the 1950s. And even if you're a really sort of clued up historian, you're not going to be that familiar with the details of what she did in the 50s. And even if you are, you won't have seen footage of it. But now we're in the 90s and we're talking about the divorce of Charles and Diana in the main. And it's a sequence of events that has already been very, very heavily analysed. And I think the drama struggles to turn that into anything that we didn't know already.
And because it's more recent, you have big beasts like John Major and Dame Judi Dench coming out and saying, hang on, that didn't happen like that. I mean, in a way, are they not just stating what was always obvious, even with older depictions of the royal family, that it's a drama? That's what Netflix is saying. Calm down, guys. It's a fictional dramatisation.
Yeah, and I think Netflix have got a point. And it's funny that that John Major was one of the most prominent people to come out preemptively and say that specifically he's talking about a scene between the fictional portrayal of him, Johnny Lee Miller, and this new fictional Prince Charles, who is now Dominic West, where Prince Charles sits John Major down and basically says, look, you've taken over the Conservative Party. How about we have a new leader for the royal family? Now, at this time, there was a lot of speculation that Prince Charles was angling to take over the throne early. It was never really kind of nailed down. It never really became that big a thing. And here it's presented explicitly. But I think it's a fair enough bit of dramatic license. People knew that Charles was a bit frustrated. So I think it's fine.
Are they saying categorically that did not happen then?
Yes. John Major says that the scene between him and Charles didn't happen. There was no conversation like that. But I think that's fine. I think, as you say, people know that the Netflix series is a fiction. It's quite ironic that John Major is one of its most vocal critics because he actually comes off in the Netflix show really, really well. He has a reputation in Britain for being this sort of boring dullard, but he's presented in the show as being this extremely capable, wise, very intelligent.
Well, he'll say that's accurate.
And public servant. So he may watch it and be pleasantly surprised.
Jack, that part is accurate, of course, without question. What about the portrayal of Diana?
The portrayal of Diana is I don't think is particularly controversial. What I would say about it is that Elizabeth Debicki, who you might know from The Night Manager, she goes pretty full on with that kind of cartoon eyelash batting version of Diana. You know, the sort of the heavy mascara, the tilting the chin forward and then looking up at you in that coquettish manner. She is one of many people in this who is playing the sort of the very familiar version of that person rather than an older version. And I think she does kind of caricature her a bit. I don't think there are any events depicted in this that are particularly controversial in terms of what happened.
As you say, it's been analysed and chronicled so much and in so much detail as well. Is there much politics and political figures of the time? I know we mentioned John Major, but generally speaking, is there much politics in this?
Probably less than in previous seasons, and I think that's another reason why it's slightly weaker than the previous runs of The Crown, because one of the things that The Crown used to do well was that it used to give us a new perspective on political events, because the royals were sort of, they're kind of involved, but they're not involved. They wield power, but no one really knows what that power is. And that used to give us a fresh insight into things that we knew had gone on in politics. In this series, a lot of what's happening is specifically to do with the royals. They are the story. There's a lot of chat about the future of the royals. There's a lot of controversy about Diana when she does interviews and stuff that they don't like. And I think it loses something there because it doesn't give us a new perspective on events from a new angle. It gives us another retelling of things that, as I was saying before, we're already very familiar with.
Okay. I don't know if you're giving this the royal, pardon the pun, the royal Jack Seal.
I'm not giving it the seal of approval, you mean? No, I mean, I think if you're a fan of the show, you'll obviously want to watch it. But I think it's diminishing returns.
Okay, Jack Seal, thank you very much indeed.